From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State and losing presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says FBI Director James Comey was responsible for her stunning loss to Donald Trump in last Tuesday's election. In a conference call with donors, Clinton said that Comey's letter to Congress just days before the election announcing he was reviving an investigation into her use of a private email server damaged her campaign. 1 week later, Comey sent a second letter to Congress saying that Clinton should not be prosecuted, but the political damage had been done. Clinton told donors Donald Trump was able to use both of Comey's announcements to attack her. She said that the second letter reinforced to Trump's supporters that the system was rigged in her favor and motivated them to vote on Election Day. Clinton won the popular vote but lost in the electoral total. Thousands of protesters opposed to the election of Donald Trump as president marched along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan Saturday, shouting, "Not my president," and other slogans. The protesters rallied at New York's Union Square and took their cause to the streets towards the Trump Tower. Kellyanne Conway is a senior advisor to the president-elect.
Well, of course, we honor the First Amendment. They have a right to assemble and to speak. I just know that had he lost the election, as everyone, I think, including the media, was expecting, and these were Trump protesters, everybody's hair would be on fire, asking them to accept the election results and do a peaceful transition in our government.
In Chicago, meanwhile, hundreds of people, including families with children, shouted, "No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here." Several thousand anti-Trump protesters marched in Los Angeles. This is VOA News.